Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hale, the founder here of this awesome podcast and teachingonlinebusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, experts, service-based businesses, thought leaders, influencers, any of you that service clients. We help you find your PCA, your perfect client avatar, help you build a powerful message, help you implement the systems that you need to be able to impact the world, to be able to grow your business, help more people, make more money, make everybody happy. That's what we do. Super excited to have everybody here. Thank you for taking the time to be here. Always, I sincerely appreciate it. Real quickly, for those of you that are brand new, I just want to take a few seconds. Every podcast I do has actionable items that you, the listener, can take away, implement into your business, and get results. Most of what I teach is from my 11 plus years of experience. I do not teach theory. I teach from experience. Now, if you are new, make sure you do take the time to go and listen to the older podcast, especially if you're a client business. That's who our audience is. They are coaches. They are consultants. They are service-based business. They are thought leaders. They are influencers. They're offers. They are business owners that serve clients. That is our audience. That is who our message is for. That is who our strategies are for. Now, for everybody that is coming back, I want to thank you. For number one, I know you guys and girls are coming back and listening, and that's super awesome. Now, some of you have reached out to me on Facebook, and I always welcome that. You can find me at Official Richard Hale over on Facebook or our Masterminds of Marketing Facebook group. I can't recommend that enough. If you enjoy these podcasts and the strategies and the lessons and everything in between, you're going to absolutely love the Masterminds of Marketing Facebook group. Make sure you get over there. For everybody else, we are now on 10, 12 different channels. So this podcast is getting around. I thank you for all your support. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for taking the time to share this. It means the world to me. I cannot do this without you. So I appreciate everything that you're doing. If you haven't subscribed, wherever you're listening, make sure you do. That way you'll get notifications of new podcasts. But again, thank you. I hope you genuinely know I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And thank you sincerely. So, today's podcast, I want to talk about product launches. Specifically, a course launch. Now, over my career, I've had some really super successful product/course launches. So, I want to teach you some lessons that I've learned along the way, and these are going to be super important. So, if you want to take notes, it'd be a great time to grab a pen and a paper to write these things down. So, again, when I'm teaching or explaining this, it's not from theory. It's from personal experience of me working with clients. When I say that I have literally worked with thousands and thousands of clients, I am being completely honest. Over the 11 and a half years that I have been doing this, I have worked for literally over 2,000 client business owners / entrepreneurs / everything in between. So, have a lot of experience in this. Product launches, not so much. Over my career, I probably did about 16 to 18 launches. And the last 10 have been super effective. But it's because I've been following a specific strategy. I found a strategy that worked. I tried it again, it worked. I tried it again, it worked. And I said, you know what, I'm on to something. I tried again, and it's been working ever since. It's one I've been using for 2.5 years now. So I want to teach you, or more or less explain, what I'm doing and why I'm getting results. So, to give you a little bit of context, let's go back 2.5 years when a one-on-one coaching expert reached out to me and wanted me to work for him. His name is Sean. If you're listening, Sean, what's up, man? But Sean is awesome. What made me want to work with Sean was just how much of an expert he was. Now, Sean is a taxidermy expert. And I know what you're thinking. That's a weird niche, right? If you can sell something in taxidermy, yeah, you could probably pretty much sell anything. So, Sean works one-on-one with his clients, teaching them taxidermy. So, when I first started working with Sean, Sean does this from January to August. And from September to December, he's in the hunting season and he's doing meats. So, the first year that I started working with Sean, we just got things in order. So when I started working with Sean, the website, it wasn't good. His social media presence was very, very minimal. He wasn't targeting any keywords. So at this point, we're looking at every channel. And even though I love paid traffic, if I can leverage SEO, I'm going to. It would be dumb not to, right? And plus, I'm an SEO at heart. That's where I started my career. I've been an SEO for 11 plus years, the whole time. So, always, it doesn't matter if it's now or never. The great thing about SEO is you can naturally rank for things and not even know about it. That wasn't the case with Sean, but I knew I could do some SEO things and get some organic traffic coming in. You can never have enough traffic coming in. And if it's keyword targeted, that's just a benefit. So, long story short, Sean didn't have much of anything. He was struggling to fill his courses up during those 8 months. So, I thought long and hard about different things. What I eventually did was amazing. Okay, so we fixed the website. We had a lead magnet, and it was a taxidermy catalog that we could utilize to build leads. Now, I know a lot of people like to launch their product without email list. I don't recommend doing that. I think it's dumb. I would rather have momentum. And that's what I told Sean. I do not want to launch without an email list. I want to get some people on this email list. Can we get people in here? We can utilize paid traffic, utilize them Facebook ads. And I think we can get some leads in here. So here's what I want you to do. So Sean's course is a $1,500 course. And he will work one-on-one with you during the week. So I said, let's give away a free taxidermy course and let's promote it on Facebook. He said, that's fine. Do what you got to do. Okay, I got the green light. Now, again, I can't stress this enough. Taxidermy is very off topic. It's off niche. It's nowhere near mainstream. But as I know, utilized on Facebook, there's always an audience out there. And this is why I always say 99% of you will be able to find your target audience using Facebook. So what I did is I just ran a simple image ad. And I went into Facebook. I did my research, as all of you should do. I did my research, and I found a few awesome targets. Now, the very first time I ran this contest, we only ran it in Montana. Montana is Sean's home state. That's where his business is based. And keep in mind that these people, they have to go to Montana. He does not go to them. They can't take the course online. It's a one-on-one course in person. So I wanted to make sure I knew Montana, if somebody was really, really wanting to learn taxidermy, I think they would travel the state of Montana to get there. Especially because of Sean's credentials. That's always super, super important. Now, at this time, Sean didn't have many results. He worked with a lot of people. He had awesome, awesome results. I always make sure of that before I work with somebody. And all of those checked out. But he didn't document them. So the first thing we did, going into running Facebook ads, I told him, look, any students that you have right now, make sure you are documenting it. Same goes for you. You need to document everything. Always take screenshots. You can take them on your desktop. Your phone, take screenshots. Always take screenshots. Video reviews can be hard to get, especially from past customers. The best time to get a video review is as soon as you deliver that result. That is the best time when that client gets that result. They get that transformation. They get that natural high of, you know, hitting 20,000, 30,000, whatever it may be. Whatever result you deliver. That's when you want to get your video review. But let me back up. I just wanted to say it because it's super, super important. Having those video reviews of your clients talking great about you. You need those puppies for your sales page, for your marketing. So, let me back up. Now, Facebook ads. Single image ad. And I'm going to get a little bit detailed here. What we targeted was taxidermy related. We had a taxidermy page that did pop up in Facebook Audience Insights. We targeted. Now, I know people that hunt have a passion for this. So I found a passionate group and targeted hunters as well. And this wasn't interest. This was Facebook groups. As soon as I saw the engagement, I checked out the page. This is what I do during my research process. Everything checked out. It was good to go. I ran an image ad. I ran lead ads. Back then, they didn't even have lead forms yet. Ran them. Guess what? I ran them to the contest. I built a landing page. And I didn't even use ClickFunnels. We used WordPress and DB Builder, if any of you are interested in that. Didn't use ClickFunnels. Would use it now. And we're actually getting into that now that we're building a course, which we'll talk about here in a second. But going back then, we ran a contest. I made sure everybody knew the value. It was worth $1,500. So that's a lot to give away. But what we did was we collected well over 400 targeted leads on $250 of ad spend. I think the exact total was 460-ish. 460, 470. Almost 500 targeted leads. And it was awesome because when we got them into the email nurture sequence, we were getting 70 to 80% open rates. And that is extremely high for email. I would have been happy with 30, 40, but we were way up there. But it was because it came from the right audience. When you're doing a contest, what I want you to remember is perceived value is so much. I did a lot of contests for restaurants. And if you are a restaurant owner, this is a good idea. What we did was we gave away dinner for a year. That was the promotion. Now, this is a little bit tricky, but we would give away dinner for four away for the whole year. But the fine print says you get to utilize that once a month. So call it scandalous. I don't care. It works. and they have the opportunity to read the fine print. But, of course, most people don't. But think about it. Is that not a good deal? It's a good deal, right, restaurant? $40, $50. Added up, it's worth $500, $600. That's a decent deal. The reason that this taxidermy contest worked so good was because the offer. We were giving away a $1,500 course. Valued at $1,500. That's what I call the wow factor. And if you're going to utilize a contest, you need a wow factor type of offer. You can't rely on $10 off, $15 off, 10%, 20%. Those offers suck. Now, think about it. And this was 2.5 years ago when we ran this Facebook ads. And I know Facebook ads is a little bit more expensive, but 470 leads, give or take. And guess what? $250. That's all it costs. And we did it right. We did it right. We didn't just choose interest. Anytime you can target a Facebook ad page with your Facebook ads, do so. If it is your target audience. So, we put them into a nurture sequence that lasted 2 weeks. 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 weeks, we made sure we told everybody when the contest would be announced. Now, here's another important lesson that you want to write down when you're doing contests, because that's the whole basis of this product course launch. Contests are super, super effective, and I love using them because I know a wow factor contest can still attract the right people if you put it in front of the right audience. It needs to have the right audience. It needs to have the right offer. And both of those I've done talked about. A wow factor offer. Make sure you're targeting Facebook pages versus interest. And keep in mind that, yes, we are considering retargeting. We have our Facebook pixel up. We did this on the second contest that we ran 6 months later. So, the results, again, were awesome. Ran them through the nurture. We made sure, and you need to do the same. Make sure that your contest shows the end date. Show exactly when you're going to announce the winners. That's exactly what we did. Everybody that signed up, tuned in for the Facebook Live. Not everybody, but we had a high percentage. Again, 60 to 70% open rates. That's what we had. We had at least 50% of the people show up for this Facebook Live. And it just gained attention. People were sharing it with friends. We had hashtags trending. Big, big momentum. And it was out of nowhere. Before, his social media was silent. And ever since we ran that first contest, his Facebook pages have been humming. Literally humming. All from a contest. And I know you may be thinking you're in a niche where you can't do a contest. Try it. What do you got to lose? Try it out. See what goes. If you get an awesome offer, you may just be surprised. So what did we do? What was the money value of what we did? Well, what we did, we launched this in March. This was March of 2017. And guess what? We booked the rest of his year. So, value-wise, we're talking about $20,000, $30,000 in sales as we booked all the way up to August and was done. So, we booked April, May, June, July, and August. That was the very first contest. And what we did a year later, we did the same thing. Except for this time, we started retargeting. we had been building an audience because we had the Facebook pixel up before. He didn't have that. I took care of that. Always make sure your Facebook pixel is tracking. Now, with your Facebook pixel, we use conversions. Yeah, maybe a little bit more expensive, but we wanted to get that pixel primed. So we got enough leads coming in, generating leads after leads after leads. That's one of the big reasons this second time was even better. We spent about the same on Facebook ads, and we generated well over 500 targeted leads. And again, ran the contest. It was a wow factor. We gave away a course. Again, a $1,500 course, and booked the rest of the year. By this time, we've created so much momentum and so much results. We have so many video testimonials from the clients Sean's been working with. We have awesome, awesome materials. It's been so good that Sean's finally making what he feels he deserves, which is now $1,800 a week or per client. He spends the week with the client a few hours each day. $1,800. He raised his price from $1,500 to $1,800. He was happy too. It's worth it. His clients think it's worth it. And as long as they're getting that value, they have no problem paying Sean that. And that's good for Sean. He deserves to make that extra money. Add it up over the course of 8 months. That's a big, big pay raise for him. So, do we do it again? Nah, we didn't want to do it again. I told him, I said, Sean, I think we need to launch a product. And we're talking this like 2 months ago when we started planning this. I said, Sean, you got 20 years of experience in. If you keep working one-on-one with your students, you're not going to be able to get much past revenue that you're making right now. You're not going to be able to help as many people as you can help. And with your experience, you can help a lot of people. Keep in mind, he's in Montana. And people all around the country are driving up there to take his course. That's how good he is. That's how good his course is. And it got me to thinking. Imagine if everybody in the country could take a course from you. Imagine that, Sean. What we would be able to do. You put a course together. We will launch it. We'll put a $997 price tag on it. We'll roll it out. We'll aim for 30,000. Try to get 30 students in. And think about it. We could easily do this 4 times a year. That's an extra $120,000 a year he can make. And I think he can make a lot more. And that's just the base course. I'm not talking upsells. I'm not talking downsells. I'm not talking additional products. Just the $997 course alone, we can do $120,000 extra a year. I mean, that's 6 figures. That's a lot of money. I don't care if you're making 7 figures right now. $120,000, that's a lot of money. And I know we can do it. So that's where we are right now. We are outlining everything. We're mapping it out. And we are getting ready to launch another product, another course that I know we're going to knock out the ballpark. And it's because we're going to run another contest. So we've already been nurturing our leads. And this is another huge gold nugget. The reason I do the leads first before I ever launch a course or product. That's because I want to pre-sell it. I just don't want to build a course. I need validation. I've had so many people assume they know what the market wants. They put it out there and nothing. No sales. All they hear is crickets. You don't want to do it. I don't want you to go through that process. Imagine a course may be easy to make, but it's kind of not because there's a lot that goes into it. Now, it's easy to outline, easy to map out, but then you got to create all that thing, right? The videos, the templates, the worksheets, all that stuff, the scripts, the slides, the decks, you name it. There's a lot that goes into building a course, launching a product, a digital product. So, never, ever, ever, ever assume you know. And the way you can validate this is by already having a list of targeted clients, targeted customers. So what do? We validate the idea. So I put the email together and I know I'm on the hotspot already because they're eating up this course. We've had people call and not even be able to get in. And I know these people are going to take the course, but I still want to make sure. I've been wrong before. I don't want to go through it again. Neither should you. Always validate your course, validate your product. And it's always awesome when you have a list to go back to. And that's exactly what we did. And we've already pre-sold the course. And that's awesome. That was the validation I needed to be able to, hey, let's go full launch. This costs a lot of money to put this together. Now, at least for me, I'm the one working with it. I love working with Sean. We're talking about building a whole business that could easily do upward of 6 figures a year, building the whole front end, back end. I'll be frank with you, this is a $10,000 project. That's how much it's going to cost Sean to be able to get there. That's a lot of money. Maybe more for some, less for some. But my point is, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. But it's all good because I validated it. And guess what? I can use my list of people to get feedback. What would you like to see in this course? What exactly would be the transformation you're looking for? These are questions I can ask my email list. And I will say this, I still have my Facebook audience list. My Facebook fan page. Some people are on our audience on Facebook and not our email list. But since we had so much success with the two contests that we ran, before we launched the product, we were always thinking long term. We just never pulled the trigger. And it was just the right time, 2 months ago, to start planning it and implementing it. And that's kind of what we're doing now. But I can rely on this audience. If I was just building a product to launch without an email list, think about that. That don't make sense. Even if I'm running paid traffic to it, that don't make sense. So before you think about doing your product launch or your course launch, I highly recommend you build an audience first. I know you may want your course, your product done right now. I get it. But I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather validate it before I build it too. You want to validate the idea, validate the concept. You need an audience to do that. And it don't take long. We only ran the contest for a few weeks. And we had well over 1,000 leads when all was said and done. We had thousands built as an audience on Facebook too. And again, we were driving them to a landing page. We had the contest. The contest were a wow contest. Now, you may not have an $1,800 product. What happens if you have a $100 product? Or maybe a $200, $299, $399, maybe on the lower end. What can you do? Well, you do the same thing. If it's a course, you can give some away, right? It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you to give away the course. So do that. Feedback is vital to making your course successful. Rarely does anybody launch a course and it's perfect. And I'm talking about rarely. Most people launch the first version and then they get feedback from the students. That's what you need to do. But again, validate the idea first. Try a contest. It's one of the easiest ways to build targeted leads. Trust me on this. I've been using this strategy again for probably about 2.5-3 years now. And the last few product launches have been amazing. Again, they're wow factors. And they're all revolving around digital product, a course or product. And that's it. But the most important thing is, don't just launch your product or your course. Build an audience first. And build a targeted audience best that you can. Not just anybody. A lot of people will sign up for contests. That's true. How I was able to get targeted potential clients was because I targeted Facebook pages specifically related to what it was I did. That's my target audience. Do not just target to anybody. That would be a huge mistake. Don't run media ads, solo ads, different things like that. That's asking for trouble. A Facebook ad will do fine. Video, text image, both of them can perform good. Of course, with a video, you can always retarget. Get people to your landing page. Make it an easy access. Name, email, that's all you need. And then send them to a nurture sequence. That's it. If you follow these steps, and I know they're really not in any particular order, but it's simple. Utilize a contest. Utilize a contest to begin building leads. Name, email. Make sure you're utilizing Facebook ads. Run a contest. Make sure your Facebook ad targeting is to specific pages that's related to what you do and not interest. Make sure you have your Facebook pixel up so you can season it. Make sure you're optimized for conversions. Build your audience. Begin building names, emails, and you're going to do it with a wow factor contest. That makes sense. Get the feedback. And that's it. That's how you do it. It's not that difficult, right? That's pretty simple. Follow those steps. Try it out with your product launch. I can do this in any niche. I can think of a wow factor contest. And that's the big thing. the two most important things in this whole thing. Number one, a wow factor contest. That way, you only got to spend a few hundred dollars to get that name and email. Number two, make sure it's in front of the right people. You need to target Facebook pages. It may take you a little bit of time to find those in audience insights because not everybody shows up. I get it. Can be a little bit tough. But if you know your PCA, your perfect client avatar, you can find them. If you do the research, contests are one of the best ways. And people view contests as, well, you're just giving away something free. Everybody sign up. Well, maybe. We want a lot of people to sign up, right? But if it's in front of the right people, that's what matters. And ever since I've been doing contests, I've been getting awesome, awesome results. So, yep, that's the way I do it. And that's what we're doing. And I'm going to be excited to share our results because, again, I think we can hit six figures and well beyond once we get upsells and downsells in and get it optimized for this first round or in the second round of students. That way we're getting the feedback, we're making the course better, we're getting results, we're helping those clients, those students get that transformation they want. They're out promoting and it's just momentum. That's what you need. And that's what we've did with Sean. And Sean feels this, and he sees this. He did not have no momentum when we first started 2.5 years ago. He had no way to sell and book his whole calendar. You coaches, you know how that is. Consultants, you need a book calendar, right? From nothing, and I promise, literally nothing, to probably being the top taxidermy expert and trainer in the country right now. That's the popularity. That's the momentum he's built. And he's did it in 2.5 years. That is not long. Would you like to be in front of your industry as a leader in 2.5 years? I know I would. Absolutely. Count me in. 2.5 years to be on top of the markets and be viewed as an authority, hell yeah, I want it. And that's what we've been able to do for Sean. And kudos, because Sean has did everything that I've told him to do, he did it. I couldn't have did this without him. He's did every damn thing that I've told him to do. And that's what I needed him to do. Not just me. It's a 50-50 working relationship. That's what gets you the best results. You got to have clients that will do the work. And he did the work. And now he has something really, really awesome that I'm just tickled to death for him. I'm happy for him. That's my client. That's my guy. I love my clients. And I hope you love your clients. I really, really do. I hope you love your clients. I hope you have enough clients. Speaking of struggling to get clients, you know, I can't end this podcast without, you know, telling you about our one-on-one coaching program since we have a few open spots. So our one-on-one coaching program is 12 weeks where I work with you one-on-one to get you to $20,000 a month in income. There's a lot of things that go into this. We have to find your perfect client avatar. We have to build the right message. We have to build and implement the right systems in your business that's going to give you freedom and give you the time that you need to focus on your new clients. We're going to build a high ticket offer for you. It's super, super effective, and we're getting awesome, awesome results. So if that sounds pretty awesome, because I know it is, then you should schedule a time to talk at teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply. Let's jump on the phone. Let's see if I can help you. For everybody else, thank you for taking the time to be here and listen. Hopefully, you have enough gold nuggets to go out there, run your contest, get awesome, awesome results without having to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on Facebook ads and whatever. if you follow what I told you, a few $100 will get you on the leads. So, until next time, my friends, have a good one. God bless you. Appreciate it. We'll catch you on the next one.